Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend with LeVar Arrington. And LeVar is sitting down with some of the legends you have watched on and off the field. This is Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, here's LeVar Arrington.
What's up, everybody? It's LeVar Arrington here. It is another exciting edition of Conversations with a Legend. This next guy I'm going to speak to, well, he's a Big Ten legend. I know him personally. We went head-to-head quite a few times. He's a special guy. Purdue Boilermaker, went to the league, Chargers, ended with the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl champ. I got my guy Drew Brees here. He's going to be delivering the FedEx Player of the Year nominees and Ground Player of the Year finalists as well. But first and foremost, man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I was hoping you wouldn't bring up the 1998-1999 Penn State-Purdue matchups.
Those didn't
fare well for us.
Drew, I got to say, first of all, if I recall correctly, you guys did get us the following year. I do believe.
No, we lost in 2000 at your place because we got two punts blocked.
Dang, Drew.
That you guys took back for touchdowns or recovered in the end zone or something.
We were wounded that year.
I know. We still couldn't get you. It was tough.
Damn.
I know. Penn State's the only Big Ten team I didn't beat.
See, that was Michigan for me.
Really?
I couldn't get Michigan. We never got Michigan for some strange reason. But the one thing I do is I brag about the fact that I played against Drew Brees and Tom Brady in college. And obviously you guys are two of the greatest to ever do it. Since we're talking college, what's your recollection of it? Like, looking at how the landscape of football is unfolding now,
yeah.
I mean, for someone like you, today's league, you're already the most prolific passer in what you were able to do and record-wise, but how much different would it be for you in today's league? Because it's so geared towards someone with your type of skill set.
Yeah, you're talking about in the college game?
Well,
or even
all
NFL.
Of it, really. Yeah, yeah. NFL, most certainly the NFL.
Well, you probably remember this back. Like in our era of Big Ten football, it was still 3 yards in a cloud of dust in a lot of ways, right?
Power
it was
football.
A tough, physical, power football league. And then Joe Tiller comes into Purdue in 1997, and he brings a spread offense, right?
Yep.
Which had never really been done. Mm-hmm. People didn't know it was going to work, but it worked very well.
And, it was hard to deal with.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Spread you guys out. That was the only way to have a chance, right?
Yeah.
But I think for me, that was my skill set, right? I was a 6 foot, 200-pound quarterback. Man, I love to throw the football. Like, I certainly had the instincts to do that. And we were throwing the ball 50, 60 times a game.
Yeah.
And, man, we could give people problems, right? And then we started to attract some talent saying, man, I can go to another Big Ten school and catch 40 balls a year, or I can go to Purdue and I'll catch 100 balls a year, right?
Right.
So you start to attract guys that want to be a part of an offense like that, and you start breaking records, and then people feel like, man, we're a part of something that's never been done before. Like, we're
Correct.
Making history here.
Yeah.
And we end up winning the Big Ten, going to the Rose Bowl my senior year. But that's become the norm now in college football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is kind of these high-flying, very fast-paced offenses, which, to me, it's fun to play in that type of an offensive system. Defensively, I got to ask you, the thing I was always conscious of, even when we were doing up-tempo stuff as an offense, was we can't be on and off this field too fast, because that puts our defense in a tough spot.
I
don't want these guys on the field too long, getting worn down, right?
Yep.
So, like, I think
and
there's a balance.
And we didn't want to be on the field and get worn down by your up-tempo offense. And listen, for us, the main key was to disrupt your rhythm.
Right.
Like, if we were going to have any chance, which it came down to the very last play, it took us scoring twice against the offense for us to even be able to win the game when we were in Lafayette.
Yeah.
And it was really all based upon trying to disrupt at the line of scrimmage or disguise our looks so that we could get you to at least do that right there, because we were hoping we could get to you. That was our only chance.
The only reason y'all beat us in 99 is because you got a sack, fumble, you return for a touchdown, and then Courtney Brown tips a bubble pass, right?
Yeah.
Come on, like, we're trying to cut him, and he just kind of throws the tackle down, tips this ball up, and takes it 60 for a touchdown.
That's 14
It was
points.
Like,
and you almost got us. You still almost got
us. We should
have.
We should have.
Still almost got us. I'll never forget the feeling of it, because we had already dodged a bullet against Miami. We had to get a bomb to beat Miami.
Yeah.
Then we come in, and it's like Breeze is going to – like, if you don't get to him, it's a wrap. Like, it's just not going to end well. And that's all I could remember at the end of the game was like, dog, like, you're a special dude, man. And you continued to be special through the league. And then, obviously, it turned into what will be a first ballot Hall of Fame career, which is freaking awesome, because I didn't have that, and I wasn't part of anything like that. How important was it for you, before we get into talking about the what you're doing with FedEx, how important was it for you to connect with Sean Payton, and how much of a difference was that for you moving forward in your career? Or would it have been that if they just continued on with you in San Diego? Because a lot of people were disappointed that it ended the way that it did in San Diego, but you end up with Sean Payton, dope coach, and the rest is kind of history. How important was that?
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is safe. It's a place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/GamePresents.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, everybody asks, you know, or speculates as to what it would have been like had I had a chance to stay in San Diego. Yeah. And the unique thing about San Diego was when I got to San Diego, I was drafted there in the second round of 2001. LaDainian Tomlinson was the first round pick. I was the second round pick. And the next year, Marty Schottenheimer comes in as the coach. But we were 1-15. They were 1-15 the year before. That was kind of the end of the Ryan Leaf, you know, saga there. Mm-hmm. So they were 1-15. So bottom of the league, right? And it was, but that was, to me, that was an opportunity. It's the same situation we stepped into at Purdue. LaDainian Tomlinson, similar situation, stepping at TCU. Under-recruited, you go to a place, you build the program up. So coming into a situation where we're at the bottom and we're trying to build to the top, like, we love that. Yeah. We love that underdog story. And said, by the time we leave here, man, we're going to be champs. Well, 5 years later, man, through a bunch of struggle, shoot, I had been benched 3 times. They draft Phillip Rivers to take my job. I've got a, you know, scratch and claw to remain the starter. End up getting to a point where finally it's like, okay, we're in a position where we're winning the division. We're a playoff team. We're going to make a run. We've built the roster now to go make a run. And then that's when I had the injury at the end of the 05, the very last game of the 05 season that basically sent me to New Orleans. But honestly, it was the best thing that ever could have happened to me.
Wow.
Because being a part of that was greater than just football, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was God's calling in my life, man, to be a part of the resurrection of that city. Absolutely.
A lot happened.
But being with a guy like Sean Payton, who invested so much in me, I mean, that was what surprised me so much was my very first meeting with him. He starts drawing plays on the blackboard, and he's drawing all the plays that I ran in San Diego. And I'm like, wait, coach, I thought you ran West Coast and you guys were doing it. He said, no, these are the things that you do
best.
Well.
Right.
And so this is going to be a staple in our offense.
Wow.
I said right away, I mean, most guys come in, especially in a tough situation, it's, hey, my way or the highway, this is the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
But it was very much a collaboration, and I felt that way throughout my entire career. There was definitely that, like, I gave him that head coach respect, right? But it was very much a friendship and a respect and a collaboration with everything that we did. And I felt like that's what helped us do so many special things together.
Knowing that that's how he is, what do you think happened with him and Russell Wilson? Because I thought it was interesting the way that kind of – because in my mind, I'm thinking he's shorter. He throws the ball. He has nowhere near as prolific a passer as you, but certainly certain skill sets that matched – what he had with you. What do you think went? Maybe he needed more time. He inherited a bad situation. What do you think?
I'd say just I've grown to when I watch a Sean Payton offense that I'm not a part of. I still know what it's supposed to look like, right? Mm-hmm. The timing, the tempo, the rhythm, mm-hmm. And I didn't feel that.
It wasn't there.
And no. And so, you know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know. You know,
right.
At the end of the day, you know, as you take the skill sets of the guys you have, and then you put everybody in the best position to win based on those skill sets. But I also know the things that Sean wants to do. I know the standard that he's set within his offense. This is the way it's supposed to operate.
You think he'll get it there?
I do. He has to. that's his personality, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he loves challenges, mm-hmm. right? And he loves stepping into a situation where he has a chance to build it and mold it. He's got a great ownership group there that's going to give him whatever resources he needs to do it. He's got some talent in that building. He's got a great coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to put it together.
Let's get to the real business here, my guy. We got these two beautiful trophies. I had the honor of being able to see it last year with Josh Jacobs. FedEx Air Player of the Year Award, and you have the FedEx Ground Player of the Year Award. You're presenting.
Yeah.
Tell me all about it, man.
Well, I was fortunate enough to win four of these throughout my career, tied for most with Peyton Manning. But this is an awesome award that FedEx gives every year. And this is the first year, though, that the winners are on the same team.
Hmm.
So Brock Purdy, FedEx Air Player of the Year, and Christian McCaffrey, FedEx Ground Player of the Year.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's foreshadowing for the game on Sunday. But this, in addition to this, they are donating $20,000 to each player to be able to donate to the HBCU
awesome.
Of their choice
yep.
for scholarship programs for deserving students.
That
which is tremendous.
Awesome, man. Keep up the great work, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Represent that 10.
Yeah.
You think they're going to be able to deal with all them packs coming in?
I like that a lot.
You like it?
I think it just gives the Big Ten more exposure.
Across the board.
Yeah, I think it's good for the Pac-10, too, because from a recruiting perspective, from the eyeballs that they're now going to get, you know, playing these teams from the Big Ten and on the East Coast, I think it's a good thing all the way around.
That's Drew Brees, everybody, the legend, the myth, the man himself. Had the honor of playing against him. Now I've had the honor of interviewing him as well. So this is Up on Game, Conversations with a Legend. All right? We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.